AM 1110 Radio Dizzy's in your community. What's happening in your town? Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Let's find out from LaFern Cusack now.
Good morning, I'm LaFern Cusack. And in studio, we are so happy to have Karen Kiss from Reading to Kids, inspiring children with a love of reading. And Reading to Kids is a grassroots organization dedicated to inspiring underserved children with a love of reading, thereby enriching their lives and opportunities for future success. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I understand that you have something to read for us right now.
I do. It's Alexander and the Wind-Up Mouse. Help! Help! A mouse! There was a scream, then a crash. Cups, saucers, and spoons were flying in all directions. Alexander ran for his hole as fast as his little legs would carry him. All Alexander wanted was a few crumbs, and yet every time they saw him, they would scream for help or chase him with a broom. One day, when there was no one in the house, Alexander heard a squeak in Annie's room. He sneaked in, and what did he see? Another mouse! But not an ordinary mouse like himself. Instead of legs, it had two little wheels, and on its back there was a key. "Who are you?" asked Alexander. "I am Willie, the wind-up mouse, Annie's favorite toy. They wind me to make me run around in circles. They cuddle me, and at night I sleep on a soft white pillow between the doll and a woolly teddy bear. Everybody loves me."
"Oh, they don't care much for me," said Alexander sadly, but he was happy to have found a friend.
"Let's go into the kitchen and look for crumbs," he said.
"Oh, I can't," said Willie. "I can only move when they wind me. But I don't mind. Everybody loves me."
Everybody loves you. Oh, how great. You read that very well.
Why, thank you.
Now, I guess you have a lot of experience with that. What do you do? Do you take the books out to the kids at different schools here in Los Angeles?
Yes, every month we have reading clubs in seven different schools in the sort of MacArthur Park, Pico Union area of Los Angeles. And we... about 300 to 500 volunteers gather every month in these seven schools, you know, divided up amongst the seven schools, and we pick books based on a theme. So next month's theme for February is friendship, hence Alexander and the Wind-Up Mouse, because they become great friends.
Oh, you gave the story away!
Oh, dear.
You could read a little bit more later in the show, but that is very exciting. How do you get these children to become passionate as I see that you are?
Well, our readers read with passion and enthusiasm. I'm just one of many. And all of our volunteers love reading. They've loved reading since they were kids. They love reading as adults. We have a lot of students who come and read, retired folk, young professionals. They come with a passion for reading. So when they open these books, they come to life. And the kids love hearing these stories. And it's a great opportunity for them to share all of these stories with the volunteers. And after they've read the story, we donate the book that we've just read to the school library so that the kids can go and seek the book out on their own and read it again and again, or read it to their peers, or read it to their families. Also, every child that comes to the program gets a free book.
Oh,
a prize book.
Yay.
Absolutely. And so they get to build their home library, and they know that when you open a book, you open a world of adventure and fun, and all sorts of things can happen in books. And all we want to do, and it seems little, but we want to inspire them. We want them to love reading, because if you love reading, then you'll read.
Yes, and books can take you to anywhere you wish you want to go.
Anywhere you want to go.
I know some of the other themes that you have this year are, again, this month is friendship. Next month is music and celebrations. So for each day out of the month, you go reading, or is it on weekends?
No, it's on the weekends. It's the second Saturday of every month. And so every second Saturday, our volunteers know that, our kids know that, the schools know that. And so it's a once a month program. And because it's only once a month, it's a real event at the school.
Yes.
We make it a lot of fun. We have special features. In January, we We raffled off computers and gave away prizes. In December, Santa came to visit every club. In October was Halloween Mysteries and Magic. We had magicians at the schools. So we really try to make it a lot of fun.
This is the club to be in.
It's the one, absolutely.
Reading to Kids. How can we find out more information or get on board or volunteer if we want to help read with you guys?
Sure. It's simple. You just go to our website, www.readingtokids.com, and it's all there. .org, excuse me.
Yes.
All of the information is there. It's super easy to sign up. It's all done via the website, and any question you might have would be answered on our website. Of course, you can always call us in the office. We're happy to talk to anyone.
So Saturday, February 12th from 9 to 12, that's your next reading.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be everywhere at all the schools that you're participating in. So let's say that we don't go to one of those schools. How can we be involved with Reading to Kids?
Well, if you're over the age of 18, come on down and read with us. That's the way to do it. That's the best way. We would love to expand and reach more kids and more schools and develop more partnerships. And that's part of our strategic plan for the future. Right now, we are in 7 elementary schools. We're still very much a grassroots organization, very volunteer-driven. Our volunteers are the lifeblood of the organization.
Yes, and that's what a lot of people are saying. A lot of organizations right now are surviving because of the volunteers. And the volunteers are the backbone of all these grassroots organizations here in Los Angeles and around the world. So,
well, we really take it to the furthest step you can, because we only have 2 paid staff members. And we gather, as I say, 300 to 500 volunteers every month. That's a pretty big task. We couldn't do it by ourselves in the office. We need our task force. So volunteers that want to get more heavily involved in the program, want to be part of strategic planning or the website or marketing or fundraising or operations or school relations, they get involved at the task force level.
Yes.
And we couldn't do it without them. They are magnificent, magnificent people.
Karen, can you tell me one of your favorite books that you have read?
Well, my favorite book from childhood is not the most popular Dr. Seuss book, but it's the one that resonated the most with me, and that was Thidwick the Big-Hearted Moose. And a lot of people don't know that story very well, but poor Thidwick, he's so big-hearted, and all of a sudden all these animals and birds and are landing in his antlers, and he's letting them all live there until poor Thidwick can hardly move.
Oh.
Because he's let everybody live there on his antlers. And
because he's so kind and nice.
Because he's so kind and nice. And but then when the other moose need to go crossing the stream to go where they can find the plants to eat for the spring, he can't go because he's so laden down with his antlers, and Thidwick can't go. But then a magnificent thing happens to Moose Everywhere. He sheds his antlers and he sheds his extra burden of all of those people, that all of those animals taking advantage of him, and he goes off to, I believe it's Walla Walla. Now, it's been many years since I read that book.
Walla Walla Land. I like that. He went off to Walla Walla Land.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds like a great book.
It was a great book, and it was one of my favorites. I had that book at home, and I read it over and over and over again.
Yes, I have many, many books. I just remember in third grade sitting, and the reading hour was the most spectacular time for me. And my teacher, Miss Erin, I couldn't wait for her to sit and read to us whatever book she had. And she made it so fun and inspiring. So again, Karen Kiss from Reading to Kids. How can we take part? How can we get our kids in these programs? And how can we volunteer?
As I say, go to our website, www.readingtokids.org. Find out all the information you can. Encourage your children to read. Encourage schools to keep reading. There's cutbacks in libraries and across the board. Just encourage everybody to remember that books really do matter and they are important.
Yes, inspiring children with a love of reading. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back after this.
We're shining the light on what's good in your neighborhood. More about your community next on AM 1110 Radio Disney.
My name is Mary Crafts, and this is how I live united. I spent the last 24 years serving others in my catering company, but I felt that a huge part of our community was still being underserved, those invisible children and young families. With United Way, I advocate for them any way I can. As a volunteer, I go into people's homes and assess mother and infant well-being and help bring change and opportunity into their lives. Nothing feels as good as helping, so I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh. That does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Radio Disney AM 1110. Because we care. It's the 411 that matters. We're back with more on the Neighborhood Beat, now on AM 1110 Radio Disney.
And welcome back. I'm LaFern Cusack, and in studio I have Miss Karen Kiss from Reading to Kids. And like we said before, Reading to Kids is a grassroots organization dedicated to inspiring underserved children with a love of reading, thereby enriching their lives and opportunities for future of success. And Karen is going to continue with her book that she started in the last segment.
Yes, some more from Alexander and the Wind-Up Mouse. Alexander, too, came to love Willie. He went to visit him whenever he could. He told him of his adventures with brooms, flying saucers, and mouse traps. Willie talked about the penguin, the woolly bear, and mostly about Annie. The two friends spent many happy hours together. But when he was alone in the dark of his hideout, Alexander thought of Willie with envy. Oh, he sighed. Why can't I be a wind-up mouse like Willie and be cuddled and loved? One day, Willie told a strange story. I've heard, he whispered mysteriously, that in the garden, at the end of the pebble path close to the blackberry bush, there lives a magic lizard who can change one animal into another. Do you mean, said Alexander, that he could change me into a wind-up mouse like you? That very afternoon, Alexander went into the garden and ran to the end of the path. Lizard, lizard, he whispered. And suddenly there stood before him, full of the colors of flowers and butterflies, a large lizard. Is it true that you could change me into a wind-up mouse? Asked Alexander in a quivering voice. When the moon is round, said the lizard, bring me a purple pebble. For days and days, Alexander searched the garden for a purple pebble. In vain, he found yellow pebbles and blue pebbles and green pebbles, but not one tiny purple pebble.
Oh my goodness, is he ever going to find that purple pebble?
No, dear.
Say that five times. That is fantastic. I love your passion that you have for this book and bringing it to life. Not a lot of people can do that. And I can imagine you going into the schools and reading all of these books and how inspired those kids must be. Can you give me an example of some instance where you went into a school and you can see a child's eyes how they changed through your readings?
Well, you see it with all of the volunteers and with all of the readers. As I say, I'm one of many, but the kids run up to you, they look forward to the reading club, and when they're in the reading club, they just sit there and they stare. And sometimes when they stare, they open their jaws a little bit and they're just looking at you. And I wear funny round glasses when I read, and it makes the kids laugh, and they look, and I look even more bizarre, but it works, and you really engage them and bring them into the story. And then, of course, when we're reading, we're showing them the pictures, and we're describing the pictures, and they're describing the pictures to us, and so you can just tell by the way they can hardly contain their excitement that they really love the story.
Yes, that's really, really great. Now, reading to kids, for more information, you could log on to readingtokids.org. Now, you guys have a lot of rich history, a lot of great programs, a lot of great people, volunteers, sponsors, a task force. Can you tell us about some of the goals for Reading to Kids?
Sure. We keep our goals fairly simple, but they're very direct. We want to inspire children with the love of reading. We want to give them a prize book to take home to build their home library. We want to develop the resources of the libraries where the schools are with the hardcover books. We also train the parents. While the students are in the reading clubs being read to, the parents attend a parent training to learn about reading, continuing the love of reading at home, or college preparation, or things they need to do to help their children with their education. And finally, we want to provide a really enriching and rewarding volunteer experience. This is as much for the volunteers, in a way, as it is for the kids.
Oh, I could imagine.
It's really important for people. You know, we are a huge, diverse city in Los Angeles with lots of different people and different neighborhoods. And it's really great that these 300 to 500 people come every second Saturday. They cross the boundaries. Mm-hmm. They go into neighborhoods they might not normally go into. And they get to know and love these kids and meet their families. And they really become a part of the community. And so that's a really important part of our mission. And we want 18% of the school to show up every Saturday. We want to give away 15,000 prize books every year. We want to donate over 2,000 hardcover books to the libraries. And we want over 200 parents to enjoy our training sessions every month. And finally, we want 400 volunteers or more to be at our reading clubs every month.
Well, that's very simple. There you have it.
There you have it.
How can we sign up to be a volunteer?
You just go to the website. You follow the instructions. It's all right there. It's all been done online. Again, the whole website was developed by groups of volunteers over the years. It's made it possible for such a small organization to have such a large reach. And my hat's off to everyone who came before me in the organization who developed such a magnificent infrastructure to allow us to be able to do this.
Karen, can you tell us how you got involved with Reading to Kids?
Well, I was looking. I've been in the nonprofits world for quite a while, and was looking around this summer, and I saw this opportunity come up for this position, and I said, you know, I love reading. My mother took us to the library every Saturday morning, and we got 5 books out every Saturday. And I know how important it is to read, and you can tell I like reading aloud,
yes.
too.
No, and, just a little bit.
And my experience in nonprofit made me confident that I could work for Reading to Kids and help bring them the resources to build the infrastructure. And it was just a perfect fit for me. I love working in grassroots environments. I love working with people who are willing to roll up their sleeves and just make things happen.
So each day, each month is going to be a different book, or is it the same book?
Never. We never repeat a book, and we haven't repeated a read aloud book since 1999.
What?
Yeah. And so, because there's so many fabulous books that are being written and ones that we discover. Alexander the Wind-Up Mouse was originally published in 1969. Why we haven't read it for this many years? But we haven't, because there are so many fabulous children's books out there. So it depends on the theme, you know, whether it's Winter Wonderland in December, New People, New Places, New Things in January, March, Music and Celebrations. We also bring in professional musicians to do a show for the kids, a little 15-minute concert after the reading club to really make it a special event. April is sort of in celebration of Earth Day that's coming up in May, From Earth to the Moon, literature from around the world, bringing in different cultures, different places, superheroes, super people. And of course, the fun one in August is movies and books. So all the books that have been made into films, and from, you know, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs to Shrek, everything in between. And we give away movie posters, and that's a really fun thing. It's really important for kids to learn that these great movies that they love come from books.
Yes.
And to experience the book firsthand.
Yes, and it is definitely different than seeing it on screen and then reading it there, it's so much richer. And then you don't have what the screen is showing you. You can develop your own story and colors and purple pebbles in your head.
Exactly. Exactly. It's all about that, letting the imagination go wild and be free with it and be creative. We also do a craft project after the reading club, after they've read the book, so that it integrates the theme of the book so they have something that they can take home with them.
That is great.
Yeah.
So it incorporates everything. You have your books, you read, you enjoy your crafts, your arts, you're bringing in all sides of the brains for the kids.
Yeah, because stories have so many dimensions to them. And so if a child can learn all of those dimensions and have fun with it and be enthusiastic about it, our hope and our, you know, we know that they leave the reading club and they go back and they pick up books on their own and they let their imaginations go wild.
Now, you talked about book clubs and going to the library, picking up books. Let's say we have a book club at our house.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of these things that a gentleman came in and he was talking about how to recycle books. Let's say you live in an apartment building, and if you have a rec room, you can take a book and put a book in the bookshelf for someone else to read. So you're recycling books and everybody gets to share and have their own little community for books. Do you guys also do that?
Well, we do take book donations. And it was funny. I took a donation from a woman who discovered us by the website. She wasn't a volunteer. She dropped by. She brought two books. And she said, you know, I have my family bring a book at Christmas and put it in the book bin that we then donate. And they bring their favorite books from childhood. And she said it opened up all sorts of conversations and that she just loved it. And it was a great tradition. And I said, can I get your name? Can I thank you? Oh, no, not necessary. And literally just handed me books. There are other organizations. We give new books to our kids, but we've swapped with people like First Book that do collect gently used books. So there's lots of places to donate your books in Los Angeles. And it's not hard to find them on the web. I mean, the internet is fantastic for things like this, because books should are on shelves to come off the shelves.
Yes.
And be read. Yeah.
And to be read by a lot of volunteers for Reading to Kids. In studio, I'm speaking with Karen Kiss, again, for readingtokids.org for more information. Can you tell us about some of the sponsorships? If anyone out there would like to sponsor you guys and help promote books and literacy in our schools.
Certainly. We have our funding comes from a variety of sources, from private foundation grants, corporate grants. We have a lot of corporate partnerships where, including Disney Volunteers, where we have a lot of volunteers that come from corporations, and they create groups. Alumni groups, college alumni groups are very popular, and so we have an alumni liaison, and then all the alumni from that group that shows up on a given Saturday, we track that and we can get that information back to them. So a lot of groups, some small offices, large corporations. It's a really great way for people to be able to give back to the community. Again, that one Saturday a month commitment, and they don't have to commit beyond the single Saturday. So it works very well for a lot of businesses in Los Angeles. And so, you know, if you go to our friends and supporters page on the website, you'll see just a myriad of different businesses and organizations that support us, and we couldn't do it without them.
What do you teach kids in regards to forming their own reading clubs or book clubs?
Well, I think part of that is, you know, when we give the books, and if, you know, the kids will tell you what they like and they'll tell you what they don't like. And they'll
I
say,
love that.
You know, I don't like this one. And you say, well, go swap it with a friend. You read it first and then swap it. And so we get them excited about having these books and being able to share the books. You don't, you know, just because this isn't your favorite book doesn't mean it's not going to be somebody else's. And they might have a book on their shelf that you'd really like. So we do encourage the kids to be active and involved with their books and to bring them to school and share them.
Karen, what is another book that you loved as a child or actually right now?
Well, I always
I loved your face. You're like, oh.
Well, that's my main answer. Well, I always, you know, animal crackers and cocoa to drink is the finest of suppers, I think. When I am grown up and can have what I please, I think I shall always insist upon these. I don't know. For some reason, whenever I was homesick, I loved reading that passage. That's from a golden book of children's stories. Dr. Seuss, again, I loved to think that they saw it on Mulberry Street, which was a crazy book about all sorts of fabulous things that went on. And I really, I'm Black Beauty. Oh, it's a classic, yes. But oh my goodness, I love that story so much. So
yes.
That's one of my favorites.
Yes. Okay, and again, tell us what's coming up February, March, April.
February, Friendship on the 12th, March, Music and Celebrations on the 12th of March, April, From the Earth to the Moon, May, Literature from Around the World, June, Superheroes and Super People.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. There is a rich... Now, do comic books come in?
Not necessarily. No. We stick to read aloud books. No comic books yet.
Now, do you also recreate the stories? I was actually in this troupe where we recreated books on stage.
Well, that would be fun to add, and I'm sure lots of our volunteers would jump at that opportunity. Right now, we're not doing that, but it's something to consider, absolutely.
And again, some of the participating schools that Reading to Kids go to each month is Esperanza Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Gratz Elementary?
Gratz, Alta Loma, Los Angeles, Magnolia, Leopoldi, and Charles White.
And if any of those schools that you mentioned are not on here, how can schools be a part of this great program?
Well, we look to expand. We have to raise the funds first in order to be, you know, fiscally stable and be able to provide the club at the schools, because there are expenses involved. We do look to expand. Most of the time we talk to the principals at our existing schools, but we do get inquiries from other schools, and we do hold on to those inquiries because we would love to be in every school in Los Angeles. And one day maybe we will.
Yes, I see it. I see it now, Karen. Reading to Kids in every school. Now, do you get a lot of support from the teachers at the schools?
Absolutely. We have teacher liaisons that come on Saturday morning. They give up their Saturday morning to come because they see how important it is for the kids in their classes. And they come and they help us sign in the kids. And they do help us select the books. They give the okay for all of the books. So they are teacher selected.
Okay.
And that's an important part of our partnership with the schools. They play a very active role. And we couldn't do it, obviously, without them. And the teachers are the unsung heroes. They volunteer their time as well, and they're fantastic.
Well, it's such an honor to have you on. And Reading to Kids, for more information, you could definitely log on to readingtokids.org. Now, Karen, can you take us out with your book, The Alexander and the Wind-Up Mouse?
Sure. At last, tired and hungry, he returned to the house. In a corner of the pantry, he saw a box full of old toys, and there, between blocks and broken dolls, was Willie. "What happened?" said Alexander, surprised. Willie told him a sad story. It had been Annie's birthday. There'd been a party, and everyone had brought a gift. "The next day," Willie sighed, "many of the old toys were dumped in this box. We will all be thrown away." Alexander was almost in tears. "Poor, poor Willie," he thought. But then suddenly something caught his eye. Could it be? Really? Yes, it was. It was a little purple pebble. All excited, he ran to the garden, the precious pebble tight in his arms. There was a full moon. Out of breath, Alexander stopped near the blackberry bush. "Lizard, lizard, in the bush," he called quickly. The leaves rustled, and there stood the lizard. "The moon is round. The pebble is found," said the lizard. "Who or what do you wish to be?" "I want to be..." Alexander stopped. Then suddenly he said, "Lizard, lizard, could you change Willie into a mouse like me?" The lizard blinked. There was a blinding light, and then all was quiet. The purple pebble was gone. Alexander ran back to the house as fast as he could. The box was there, but alas, it was empty. Too late, he thought, and with a heavy heart, he went to his hole in the baseboard. Something squeaked. Cautiously, Alexander moved closer to the hole. There was a mouse inside. "Who are you?" said Alexander, a little frightened. "My name is Willie," said the mouse. "Willie!" cried Alexander. The lizard did it!" He hugged Willie, and they ran to the garden path, and there they danced until dawn.
Oh, how wonderful. Karen Kiss, ladies and gentlemen, from Reading to Kids. Thank you so much for coming and sharing that wonderful story. How can we get in touch with you and find out more about Reading to Kids?
www.readingtokids.org, and all of our contact information is on the website. I'm happy to talk to anybody. Thank you. This was so much fun.
Thank you. And definitely, if you want to volunteer for Reading to Kids, log on. And again, Saturday, February 12th is their next reading club. And please volunteer. Openings are filled for this month, but next month,
it's open. It's open.
All right. Miss Karen Kiss from Reading to Kids, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
I'm LaFern Cusack. Thank you for joining me. Please join me next week for more great guests here on Radio Disney, AM 1110.
Community matters, and we're your eyes and ears for what's going down in your town. We'll be back next week on AM 1110 Radio Disney.